This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help. We ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a slave of Allah and His Messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant him peace, and to His family and His companions, and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from it He created its mates, and from them both He sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives, and Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is right. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of things in this religion are newly invented beliefs and practices. And these newly invented beliefs and practices are innovations, and innovations are misguidance. And misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. As we approach the last part of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and we remind our brothers and sisters in Islam what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. There are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. They said, O Messenger of Allah, not even the days when we went for jihad. He said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, except a man who left the house with his life and his money, and he didn't come back with either of them. So these 10 days are very, very important in the sight of Allah. And in our first khutbah before the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, in the first khutbah, we spoke about the importance of these days. And in the second khutbah, last week we spoke about the udhiyah, the sacrifice, and that this sacrifice is from sha'airillah, from the symbols of Allah and the symbols of the religion of Islam. And today, inshaAllah ta'ala, to complete these series of three three khutab or three khutbas on the topic of the 10 days of the Hijjah. We're going to talk about Yawm al-Eid. أعظم الأيام عند الله يوم النحر. The best of the days, the biggest of the days, the greatest of the days in the sight of Allah is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, is the day of sacrifice. And we spoke about the sacrifice in the last khutbah. But today we're going to talk a little bit, inshaAllah ta'ala, about the ahkam of the day of Eid and the salah, salatul Eid. And also at the end of the khutbah, inshaAllah, we will tell you about the plan for praying Eid in the park, inshaAllah ta'ala. So to begin with, we know the day of Eid is going to be this Tuesday, the 20th. And this is different from Ramadan, because Ramadan, we only know about it the night before. But because we know that Eid is the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, and we know when the month of Dhul Hijjah started, so we know that the day of Eid, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, will be Tuesday, the 20th of July. When you are preparing for going out for the Eid prayer, there are some things for you to bear in mind. The first thing that I want you to bear in mind is don't forget Salatul Fajr in the Jama'ah. Because subhanAllah, many times we see that on the Eid, the day of the Eid prayer is busy and many people come, walillahi alhamd. But we see in Salatul Fajr the same 10 people, same 15 people. So try to remember that Eid is one of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the best 10 days, and it is the best of the 10 days. So try to make that day a day when you start your day with Fajr in the Jama'ah. And generally speaking, you start your day and you continue your day by praying in the masjid. And it's very important we remember that Yawmul Eid is not a day off Islam. It's not a day off. It's a day like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Ayyamu Tashriq, Ayyamu Aklin wa Shurbin wa Dhikrin Lillah. It is a day for eating. It is a day for drinking. It is a day for celebrating. And it is a day for the dhikr of Allah. It's a day for remembering Allah. So be from those people who remember Allah in the masjid all through the day. أقم الصلاة لدروك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. Perform the prayer from the time of dhuhr, when the sun is in the middle of the sky, until the end of the night when the Isha prayer comes in. And Qur'an al-Fajr, the recitation at Fajr. Because the recitation of at Fajr is witnessed. And some of the people of knowledge, they said that when Allah descends, when Allah Azza wa Jal descends to the lowest heaven in a way that befits His majesty, in the last third of the night, that this descent continues during the recitation of Salatul Fajr. So be from the people who pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. And whoever prays, من صلى الصبح في الجماعة فهو في ذمة الله حتى يمسي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever prays the Fajr prayer in the congregation is going to be in Allah's protection until the evening comes. Allah is going to protect you, and Allah has promised to protect you until the evening comes. So be from those people who pray Salatul Fajr in the Jama'ah, and be from those people, Yawmul Eid, who we see them in the masjid. Not from the people we only see them in the Salah, Salatul Eid, and then we don't see them after that. From the things that you should do is that you should make ghusl before you go out for Salatul Eid. You should make ghusl. Just like you make the ghusl Yawmul Jumu'ah. Just like you make the ghusl on the Jumu'ah day, you should also make the ghusl on the day of Eid. And it's authentically reported from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, or it's authentically reported from the athar of Abdullah ibn Umar. كان يغتسل يوم الفطر قبل أن يغدو إلى المصلى. And here there is no difference between Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, that he used to make ghusl before he went out to the musalla. And from the ahkam of Yawm al-Eid, before you go out of the house, is that you don't eat anything on Eid al-Adha. Why? Because when it was Ramadan, you ate to show that you are not fasting. Because it is the day of eating after the month of Ramadan. But as for Eid al-Adha, it would be best if you would eat from the udhiyah, as we mentioned last time, from the sacrifice. That this is the first thing you eat from. But if the sacrifice is not ready, sometimes the sacrifice will not be ready. There's a lot of people, it will not be ready in time. Then eat when you come home. But don't eat before you leave. From the rulings of Yawm al-Eid, before you leave the house, is for you to wear your best clothes and for you to adorn yourself and dress up and for you to put on perfume, and this is for the men. This is for the men. As for the women, the rules of the abaya and the hijab and so on, the covering, they don't change. So the lady, she should not go out in a way where she is dressed up. She should not go out wearing perfume. She should not go out wearing makeup. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that our sisters in Islam make on the day of Eid. We invite the sisters to the musalla and you see like Allahul Musta'an, makeup and perfume and dressed up, and even the ones who are mutahajjibat, who are wearing the proper hijab, they are wearing the decorated hijab and the decorated abaya. For the rules of Islam and the laws of Islam didn't change. It was haram for them to do that before Eid, it is haram on Eid, and it is haram after Eid. So let them go properly covered to the Eid Salah. And if they want to dress up and to wear their nice clothes and perfume and so on, let them do so in the house when they are with their husband, when they are with their family members. But don't let them come to the musalla like the men come to the musalla, in their best clothes, with perfume and so on. But as for the men, you should make the effort Yawm al-Eid. From the etiquettes when you leave the house, is that the first thing that you do to come near to Allah Yawm al-Eid is you keep your gaze lowered. And it's narrated from some of the Imams of Islam, Sufyan and others, rahimahumullah, that the first thing that they would do when they left the house Yawm al-Eid is lower your gaze. Why? Because the sunnah is for the day of Eid that the women should come to the musalla. And the sunnah is that the Eid prayer should be prayed outside of the masjid. Like the Prophet ﷺ, he used to pray outside of the masjid. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be able to do that this year, and we will be praying Eid outside of the masjid in the park. On this time when the musalla is available, the sunnah is for all of the women to come as well as the men, including those women who are on their menses and monthly cycle, including those women who don't normally go out from the house. As is narrated that the sahabiyat, they would go out to the musalla, even those who were in their menses and even those who were from the young girls who were about to get married and they didn't normally leave the house. Even they would go out to the musalla Yawm al-Eid. But as we said, they go out with the proper Islamic hijab and without the perfume and adornment and makeup and so on. But because they are coming, then the men, they need to behave appropriately and they need to lower their gaze. They need to lower their gaze and not be from those people who are looking. And from the etiquettes that we want to share with you when you reach the musalla is that when you reach the musalla, we will be doing the takbirat. And Eid, generally speaking, it is the day of the takbirat. After Eid, after Salatul Eid, we will be doing the takbirat regularly. And we'll be doing the takbirat with the prayers, after the prayers. So when we sit for Eid before the Salah starts, before the prayer, we'll be making the takbirat of Eid. And you should be making the takbirat of Eid as well. We don't really do this as a jama'ah, but there's no harm from time to time. The mu'adhin will make the takbirat just to keep everybody reminded and keep everybody going. But otherwise, everybody says for themselves. Everybody should say those takbirat for themselves. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And there are other takbirat that you can say, and this issue is one where there is a degree of flexibility. And it's allowed for you to say the takbirat slightly differently. And the people of the early generations used to say the takbirat in different ways. As for the Eid prayer itself, then as you know, the Eid prayer is slightly different from the other prayers. The Eid prayer, first of all, it's going to take place first, before the khutbah. The khutbah comes second. The opposite of Jumu'ah. In Jumu'ah, we have the khutbah, then the prayer. On Eid, we have the prayer, and then the khutbah. The prayer will be recited aloud. It will be two raka'at. And there will be additional takbirat in the prayer. As many of you know, but we have some new Muslims also, so we will remind people that there will be extra takbirat. So instead of just Allahu Akbar, there will be many Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and so on. 7 in the first and 5 in the second raka'ah. Apart from that, the Eid prayer is the same like Jumu'ah. Apart from the extra takbirat. At the end of the Eid prayer, there will be a short khutbah. Now, because of our situation and still COVID is going around, we're going to make the khutbah short, perhaps around about 15 minutes. And attending the khutbah is optional. It's optional. You don't have to attend. You don't have to attend. But it's better for you to stay and attend the khutbah. However, if you do want to leave, maybe you have an urgent appointment or you have work, then please, wherever you are, leave quietly. Because the hardest thing for the khatib is the khatib is trying to give the khutbah and in that time everyone is shouting Eid Mubarak and so on. From the important etiquettes in the Eid prayer, after the prayer and the khutbah have finished, is that you greet people. Please bear in mind that still we are in a time of COVID. The restrictions will be lifted, but Gateshead Council have told us as a masjid we should stick to the COVID restrictions for our Eid prayer because they don't want us to be hugging each other and us to be very close together because they are worried it's only the first day or second day since the restrictions were lifted. So they told us that part of the condition of us doing the Eid prayer in the park is that we have to stick to the same COVID rules as normal. So that's okay for us. So not too much of the hugging and, you know, shaking hands and so on. We will not say you cannot do it because it's allowed in that time, but you try your best to just maintain a little bit of that distance like you have been doing so that we can fulfill our conditions. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimuna ala shurutihim. Muslims have to stick to the agreements and the conditions that they make. The last point I'm going to make in the first part of the khutbah before we go on to the second part is that from the sunan on the day of Eid is for you to return back a different way to the way you came. And you don't have to make haraj, you don't have to go very far away. But try to find a different road back and maybe leave the park from a different exit. Take your car on a different road, go back on a different way. And this is from the sunnah of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we've been talking about some of the rulings related to the day of Eid and the Eid prayer. I want to remind everyone also about fasting يوم عرفة. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hoped from Allah that your previous year of sins and the next year of sins will be forgiven from fasting that one day. And on top of that, it's a Monday. And the Monday is a sunnah to fast as well. So you have many reasons to fast on Monday. Eid will be on Tuesday. I'm going to mention one very important principle about the day of Eid. And then I'm going to talk about our arrangements for Eid in this masjid. As for the principle, which is so important, is that Eid should be a day of obedience to Allah. It should be a day where you come near to Allah. It should be a day of gratitude to Allah, a day of thanks to Allah, a day of celebration, but that celebration should not fall into what is haram. And too many times we saw, especially the young brothers, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for them and for us, al-thabat, we saw for them that they're planning on the day of Eid to do all kinds of haram, especially because this day of Eid is the first day where there is no social distancing and there is no masks and so on. So many of them, they are planning to go to party, to go to the club, to go to places that they shouldn't do. Maybe some of them, they even plan, wal-iyadu billah, they will drink alcohol and they will do so and so and so on. For this is not Eid. And this is not what Allah Azza wa Jal asked from you on the day of Eid. And this is not how you show thanks to Allah for what Allah has given you. So we just want to remind everyone that the day of Eid is a day of taqwa. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And when you go on a journey, and your life is a journey, you take with you your provision, you take your things with you, make sure you take taqwa. And have taqwa of Allah if you are a people of intellect. If you are a clever person, then you're going to spend the day of Eid in taqwa. Enjoy yourself, celebrate, visit your family, eat, drink, but do what is halal. Do what is halal and what is tayyib, what is pure and what is permissible. And don't make a plan to do something haram. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would wipe out all of the good you did because you're planning to do something haram on that day. And what we said in the beginning of the khutbah applies at the end of the khutbah. Be in the masjid. Come to the masjid. Come for dhuhr, for asr, maghrib, isha. The salah doesn't stop on the day of Eid. We still pray the same five prayers. We still have the same jama'ah at the same times. You still need to come. Now I want to just take 5 minutes or less than 5 minutes to tell you insha'Allah ta'ala about the plans for the masjid, for the Eid in the park, the Eid Musalla, relating to our masjid in Gateshead. So here at Masjid Furqan, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have been given permission to hold Eid prayer in Saltwell Park. We will start the takbirat at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. We will start the takbirat, and people start to come and sit. Everybody needs to bring their own prayer mat and their own ground covering. We will not have mats, we will not have ground sheets, We will not have any plastic things to, you know, keep the water away. You need to bring your own. And the reason for that is it's still in the time of COVID. The council is still a little bit scared about infections and things. So everybody must bring their own. If you want to bring maybe a bin bag or something to keep the ground dry and a prayer mat, for example. If you're in the same family, you can sit together. If you're from a different family, you're going to have to keep social distancing and the council will be there to check. So we want to do a good job so they will allow us next year and the year after and the year after. So we have to keep that gap for the people who are not in the same family, even though the law will change on Monday to remove these restrictions. It's still their land and it's their shurut. And as we said, al-muslimuna ala shurutihim. Muslims have to stick to the agreements and the promises that they make. So everybody needs to bring their own prayer mat. Men and women are welcome. We welcome our sisters. They will go to the back. The men will go to the front. The prayer will take place in Saltwell Park near the main entrance off of Saltwell Road. So that is the nearest entrance to the masjid. When you go down the main road, the big main entrance just off to the right hand side, and there will be volunteers wearing their high-vis jackets. They will be directing you to the place of the musalla. At exactly 9 o'clock, we will begin the salah. We are not going to wait. So there is no thing about, oh, we came a bit late, give me 15 minutes, give me 20 minutes. 9 o'clock, we will start the salah. So please come early, 8:30, 8:20, like that. You sit, you do your takbirat, you settle, and then 9 o'clock, we will start the salah. By 9:15, we will start the khutbah, and at 9:30, we will finish. We will not have any stalls or food or things like this because of the COVID restrictions from the council. They're not happy to have any stalls or any food or any party. So they said, please perform your prayer, give your khutbah, and then, you know, for people to leave. They asked us please to continue with the social distancing guidelines. We're outside, so you should not need to wear a mask. You might prefer to wear a mask if you want. But for sure, you need to sit with the gaps between you. And as we said, everybody to bring their own prayer mat and maybe something to cover the ground if the ground is wet. In case the weather is really, really bad, then we will be directing you back to the masjid. But as we can see, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows better, it seems like the weather will be good, inshaAllah ta'ala, so we're not expecting to have to cancel. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. But should there be very, very bad weather, we would direct people to come back to the masjid. And you can keep up to date on the masjid's Facebook page, inshaAllah ta'ala. We will try our best to broadcast the khutbah and the Eid Salah live on the usual YouTube channel, inshaAllah. We will try our best to achieve that again in this instance. So that is what Allah Azza wa Jal made easy for us to mention regarding the Salatul Eid in the park, and we hope that all of the brothers and sisters who are in the local area will be joining us for that, inshaAllah ta'ala. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في العلم الغيب عندك ونسألك بأنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الحي القيوم ذو الجلال والإكرام نسألك يا الله اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي وأنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وعلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة.